Well, you know, by the powers vested in Dan, welcome to www.mohawk-radio.com. Dan is on, and Dan was lucky enough to get through to Scotland, and you'll never guess who we have on the phone. Bruce, you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, hello, and welcome to www.mohawk-radio.com. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm just sitting here in a rather cold and blustery Scotland at the moment.
Oh, well, it's cold and blustery here as well. Do you go by Fahrenheit or Celsius over there?
Just coldness, generally.
Very, very good. Well, so long as you're protected from the elements.
I am indeed.
That's a good, good, good thing. Well, you just sit down and relax, and we're going to punch a bunch of questions at you.
Okay,
so listen, you're Bruce Watson. You play guitar for Four Good Men.
That's correct.
And originally you were from Big Country.
Yes.
All right, so tell me, how did this all come about? Because the first thing is, you know, everybody asks, they say, well, these guys are from like these big name bands. How did they all get together? So please give us some information.
Derek Forbes, Simple Minds bass player, he left the band and 1985-86 and went on to join Propaganda. Done a few tours and a couple of albums with them, and I think Mick left the Mines maybe just a few years back. So what happened was I was actually writing an album with Fish, who used to be with Marillion, and we did this charity event through in Glasgow a couple of years ago, and I banged into Derek, who I hadn't seen for ages, and he said he was in the process trying to put a new band together with Ian Donaldson from H2O. They were a Scottish band who had a hit with a song called Dream to Sleep back in 84, I think. By the time I was working with Fish, and I was also doing some stuff with a band called Dead Men Walking, which consisted of Slim Jim from the Stray Cats and Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols, Mike Pierce from The Alarm, and Kirk Brandon from Spear of Destiny. So basically I just had to tie up a few things, loose ends, and then I got back in touch with Derek and said I was free to work on this new project called Four Good Men. So we've kind of, basically, it's kind of started off being a fun project, just doing festivals, doing a back catalogue, Simple Minds songs, Big Country songs, and we accidentally discovered that we could write together. So what we've been doing over the past couple of months is recording some brand new material for an album, which we hope to release maybe next summer.
Excellent. Excellent. So that's just pretty well much how it is. You guys all got together just for fun, and then you realized you had something going, and it just exploded from there.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a fun thing. I mean, it wasn't kind of serious, but it's kind of ended up, let's take it on tour and see what happens, you know.
So that's got to be pretty interesting when you find that actually happened. You were having fun, and then it just exploded, and people said, no, we want more. We want to hear more. That's got to be pretty good for someone's ego.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I'm saying, we didn't intend to go out and start writing songs, you know. I just thought, we just kind of thought, let's do it for fun, you know. And then once we did start writing, we didn't force it. It kind of just accidentally happened. When I was at Derek's house one day, and he was sitting by the piano, and I was picked up a guitar, which never usually do, you know. And we did, oh, that's a good idea. And, you know, Ian came along, he said, I've got some lyrics, blah, blah, blah. Took it up to mix. He put the keyboards down, and we thought, well, you know, let's try it again just to see it's not a fluke. So we're on song number 4 just now.
Excellent.
So let me get this straight. So, Bruce, you're playing guitar.
Yes, I am.
Mick McNeil is playing keys.
Yep, correct.
And accordion, I believe?
Yes, he plays accordion as well.
And Derek Forbes is...
He's a bass player.
Bass player.
Yep.
And Ian Donaldson?
Yep, he's our vocalist.
Oh, so Derek Forbes also does vocals, doesn't he? Backup?
Yeah, Derek does backing vocals as well.
Ah, didn't he do a lot of it for Simple Minds also?
I'm not really sure. Oh. I think he possibly did do some. Both Mick and I are the quiet men. We don't sing at all.
and who's your drummer?
Well, we use a variety of drummers. We've got a guy called Smiley who played with Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. Also, he did a stint with Robbie Williams. And also, I've got a great drummer out in Scotland called Malky Button, who fills in for us as well.
Well, let me say it. It's a great combination listening to you guys. Listening to all the music that you've performed before in your early years and now what you've all come down to, especially Ian Donaldson from H2O, which was majority punk, am I right?
No, they weren't a punk band, no.
No?
No, they were kind of, well, they were, I don't know what they were, but they certainly weren't a punk band.
No, not punk, but, Oh, no. I'm trying to get the genre. And, I'm probably wrong on that one.
I typed in H2O into Google one night and came up with, I think it was an American punk band.
That's right. Yeah, I knew there was two different names. There was an American band that was H2O also that was a punk band. So I am mixing the two of them up. That's right. Oh.
See?
See? Now we cleared the air.
Now you gotta do a Google search.
See, because a lot of stuff is, we don't hear a lot of the stuff from Scotland nor Ireland except for U2. So we don't get to hear the insides from Ireland. And I know there's a lot of great music from Ireland and Scotland. And we don't hear a lot of it. A lot of the names get mixed up because of American names and Canadian names along with the European names. So it's hard to decipher which is who and who is what.
Yeah, I mean, I always remember, I think it was the Beat had to call themselves the English Beat when they went across.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like that, so it can get a bit confusing.
So that's so now we cleared the air on that.
But you guys also changed your name as well. You were not Four Good Men originally, were you?
No, originally we were called A Few Good Men. Kind of based, you know, along the lines of the Jack Nicholson film, but what happened was every time you typed a few good men into Google, it came up with gay porn sites. it was a bit disturbing. So we decided to change it. We decided to nip it in the bud straight away.
We're not that. That's too funny.
Yeah, well, as I'm saying, we nipped that one in the bud, so.
Mm-hmm.
We only did a couple of gigs under the name A Few Good Men anyway, so.
Just for fun. That's amazing.
Everything I do is for fun.
You know what?
I'm talking to you for fun.
But that's what it's supposed to be, right? I mean, you play music because you have a passion for it, and you just keep on doing it. And
yeah,
obviously
exactly.
It works.
Yep, exactly. You know, we all enjoy music, and it's kind of one of those things, even if you tried to give it up, it would pull you back in, I guess.
Yeah, that was one of the things, and I went to review all of your bios, and I said, once you're in music, you can never leave it.
No, you can't. It's like being in a prison. Sometimes it can be wonderful. Sometimes it can be horrible. You know, it's kind of a nice prison.
Well, that's how most people write: is whether it's beautiful or horrible, the song always comes. You know, they always wind up writing.
That's right.
So
I have a question for you, because we do a lot of interviews for independent bands and people who are in Montreal trying to get through, breakthrough. You know, not necessarily mainstream, but just trying to get more listeners. And what would your number one piece of advice be to someone who is in an independent band and wants to get out?
Well, first of all, I would get a trade or a good job behind you, just in case it goes horribly wrong.
This is true.
That's true.
You know, if you're a painter, or a decorator, or a plumber, or you know, whatever, you know, do your time. Yeah. Just in case you need to fall back. But for me, I mean, I'm no person to give anybody advice, really, but for me, it's just a labour of love, and it was an ambition I had as a kid, as a teenager. I just wanted to play guitar in my group. I was either that or be a professional footballer, which I was absolutely no good at. I just kind of stuck to my guns and just learned to play guitar. I know nothing about the music business at all, really, apart from writing songs, recording them and performing them. The business aspect of things I know absolutely nothing about, and I'm not really interested. But then again, I've all been stung a few times in the past 25 years, in the business. But I have absolutely no interest in the business because, you know, I can't wear a creative hat and I can't wear a business hat. Otherwise, both will suffer, you know?
Yeah.
But I should have really been... Looking back, I should have, you know, took a bit more care about business and stuff like that, but to be honest, it doesn't really interest me.
So basically, you just tell them, just keep on playing, stick to your guns, and surround yourself with people who are...
It would be good if you had your father managing you, I think, or your big brother managing you, or an
uncle. Someone you can trust.
Someone you can trust, yeah.
I think that's the best bit of advice.
Because there's a lot of, you know, nasty people out there, and, you know, they're willing to take your money and not do anything for you at all.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's kind of like big boxing promoters. There's always a younger kid on the block who's up and coming, you know, and it's I'll make money out of him.
So when you play at Club Soda, are you going to be playing a lot of your older tunes from Big Country, Simple Minds?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to kind of split this set. We're going to do, I think, quarter Big Country, quarter Simple Minds. We'll put the H2O hit in. We'll do our own set as well, and we'll chuck in a couple of covers for fun. And we've got a few surprise guests at certain dates as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Now, it's just you, Four Good Men, playing. You don't have an opening...
An opening act.
An opening act.
I'm not sure. I mean, again, that's down to the local promoters and stuff like that. I'm assuming there will be an opening act, some description.
But 9 o'clock, we're going to be there.
Are you going to be there?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good stuff.
Front row and center.
Eh?
Front row and center. Actually, have you ever played a Club Soda?
Gold, no, never.
Have you ever been to... Well, you must have been to North America.
Oh, yeah, well, I was born in Canada.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I was born in Timmins, Ontario.
The same place where Shania Twain comes from, no?
That's right, I heard about that.
That is...
Yeah, so I have been, but... No, I have played in Canada a few times, but so long ago.
Yeah.
My goodness, Timmins, Ontario. Well, there you go. See? Now, that I never would have thought.
I would have never thought of that.
You didn't live in Canada for long?
No, I lived, I was born in 61. I think I left in 63 or something like that.
Okay. And went to Scotland?
Just went back to Scotland. I mean, all my family's Scottish. I'm the odd one out. Sorry. I'm the only Canadian in the family.
And proud of it, too.
Oh, completely proud, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, my father was working in the mines across there. My mum went out, but she just didn't like it. And then came back with myself. My father came back. He finished his contract and came back, you know, so.
Unbelievable. So you guys have got quite the lineup for your North American tour.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're hitting from Toronto all the way to San Francisco. And
that's right.
Wow.
Doing the East Coast, the West Coast. Unfortunately, we're not doing the Midwest, but this is just a trying out session, as it were. You know, just going out just for a few laughs, and you know, just to see how it goes down.
Have you had a big response from people in North America?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously nowadays with technology, everything's done through the internet, and you know, we've got the usual MySpace sites and websites and stuff like that. So we've also got MP3s of the songs, the new songs up there as well, and you know, the reactions have been quite favourable. You know, we get a lot of Simple Minds and Big Country fans, plus we're getting new people all the time.
And isn't that beautiful? Isn't it? The internet is so phenomenal for that, for networking.
Oh, it's great for that, yeah. Absolutely fantastic. The whole MySpace thing is just such a phenomenon, you know?
I know, just for information too.
No, but it's amazing. I mean, like, you guys found me on MySpace, which blew me away. I was like, what? No way. This is too cool.
That's because of her pretty face.
No, it's not. It's because I'm intelligent.
That's, if you saw it, you'd say, hey, I want to be her friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can be my friend anytime.
She's turning red right now.
Yes, I am. Thank goodness I have headphones on. You can't see the color
when
of my ears.
When you meet her, you'll understand what I'm talking
Dan,
about.
What's wrong with your ears?
They're red. I'm going to have to take my headphones off. I'm going to catch on fire.
Well, you don't look like Dumbo, do you?
No, they get red. When I get embarrassed, I get this
oh, right.
From my chest right up straight to my ears, they go,
oh,
I go all
anyway,
red.
Enough about your chest.
Yeah, please, because there's not, it's not ears. There. You know my grandfather, okay? My grandfather was Scottish. I'll just digress here for a second, and I know I shouldn't do this, but my grandfather, you know, big 48th Highlander man, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he used to say to me, eat that, it'll put hair on your chest. And I'd say, I don't want hair on my chest. I want breasts. What are you putting hair on a chest? What is it with you Scottish people?
Oh, I don't know, but you, so your grandfather was Scotty from Star Trek, because that's what you sounded like.
he's my number one guy. Well, he's been gone a long time, I can't remember, but he was very, you know, but that was his big thing, steak and kidney pie and putting hair on my chest, so I don't know.
Steak and kidney pie, no
thanks.
Bruce, and your guitar chops that you play, I remember you playing on Big Country, and I've listened to a lot of your riffs and licks that you put onto Big Country. Is that because of hearing a lot of the Scottish music and the bagpipes? Is that what you hear?
Maybe subconsciously. I mean, obviously, there was two guitar players in Big Country, Stuart Adamson plus myself.
Yeah.
And really, it was just, I suppose, we were actually a rock group. We saw ourselves as a rock group.
Yeah.
But not blues. We didn't actually do kind of blues scales or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know? But I guess there was a bit of a kind of folk element in there as well, maybe subconsciously.
Because trying to to break it down and just to put it into a scale manner or put it into a music context, it's quite difficult. I remember younger when I was playing guitar, well, I still do, when I remember trying to figure out a couple of your riffs on the songs. I'm like, wow, this doesn't follow the normal routine.
No, but they're simple. They're really simple.
Yes.
They sound complicated, but they're not really simple.
It really does sound complicated, especially when you try to figure it out. And you're like, wow. This doesn't follow the normal pattern. What's going on here? And when you figure it out, how simple it really is, and that's what I just found astounding. I found amazing, and that's why I've always liked the song in Big Country. And you have another one that you really did. I can't remember it offhand, but it was just amazing how you.
Might have been Fields of Fire.
That's it.
There you
that's
go.
The one. That's the one. That was just amazing on how some of the guitar, and I enjoyed it. It almost made me want to do some Highland dancing sometimes.
Highland dancing?
Hey, I'm an ex-dancer.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You can't, when your grandfather's in the 48th Highlanders, you can't not do that. All my cousins piped and everything and competed and taught. And
Yeah, all my uncles were all pipers as well.
Isn't it great, though?
My grandparents are pipers.
Well, you see, that's what I really enjoyed most about all of your music is that Scotland flavor that you had to it, that you were able to incorporate that into your music, and it was actually well received.
Well, we never used bagpipes back in the Big Country days. We just did it with guitars.
Yeah.
But this time we're coming out with Four Good Men. We're bringing out Mick McNeil's nieces. Two girls that play pipes.
Yeah.
They're on your website.
One of the tracks on the website with the two girls piping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just phenomenal. Nothing beats that.
But that's interesting to hear bagpipes along with...
rock music, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been done a couple of times before, but... I mean, the way we do it, we're not contriving it. It's just, you know, it just kind of worked.
Yeah.
Like I said, we never used the pipes with Big Country.
But for somebody to go see that, I think it's worth somebody to go seeing bagpipes put into rock.
Yeah, because people have a preconceived notion, oh, it's bagpipes, you know, cats and, you know.
Yeah, but AC/DC did it with Long Way to the Top, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, however long ago that was, 30 years or something like that.
But now it's time to renew it.
Well, it's time to bring it back.
Oh, completely. We don't overuse it, though. We definitely don't overuse it. We just use them occasionally.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So you guys have got new material that you're working on right now, and when can we expect to have this accessible? How's that?
It will be out on a sort of CD sampler when we come out to the States and Canada. We're going to be part of the merchandise, and I think it's available through the websites as well. I know that you can actually listen to it on the website, whether you can download it or not, I'm not too sure. But the versions that we're bringing out with us, they'll be like kind of early versions.
Okay.
Almost like demo versions. They're going to be mixed.
Is there going to be any stuff that we can buy when we go to the show?
Yeah. It'll be. I'm assuming it'll be T-shirts and CDs and stuff like that.
Oh, very good.
Again, I've got no control over here because I'm in Scotland and all the stuff's getting done in America, you know. So.
With Rick Shore, right?
Yeah, with Rick, yeah.
Yeah, he's been really wonderful. Rick, by the way, is their promo manager here.
Oh, he's fantastic, Rick.
Yeah, he is absolutely fantastic. And if he's going to the dentist, we've been emailing each other back and forth, and he was saying, oh, I got a dentist appointment, because I said, you got to be listening. So, Rick, if you're at the dentist, I hope everything went well.
Yeah, hope everything went well for you. Hope your fillings turned out good.
Well, he'll be there.
I've never met Rick. I've never met him. We type to each other every second night, and that's about it. It's almost like a blind date. You know?
Yeah.
You've never met him?
No, I've never met him.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So he's your agent here in North America, and you've got one in Europe as well, or?
Yes, I have. Yeah, but I've got my own management set up across here as well.
Very.
Which is separate. That's a Big Country thing.
Very, very cool. So I'm looking at your show dates here, and it says on November 29th, when you're in New Jersey, you're going to be playing with the Pretenders?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. That was, I think Rick got us that one, yeah.
Wow.
Good for Rick.
So it'll be great. You know, I love the Pretenders.
Chrissy Hine.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic. One of the bands I've always really liked. In fact, Tony Butler, who was a bass player for Big Country, he played with the Pretenders for a while as well. Yeah, he played bass on Back in the Chain Gang.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good tune.
A little connection there.
It's amazing how everybody's all connected.
Yeah.
Yep. That is really, 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 really good. So what's your favorite song from Four Good Men?
Four Good Men? It kind of varies. It varies. We've got a new song called Heart of Wonder, which we wrote just a couple of months back. That's a kind of favorite. Okay. I mean, it's good for me sinking my teeth into the Simple Minds stuff, you know, getting to play some of Charlie Burchill's guitar lines, you know, which I never really did that before. And also Mick reworked In a Big Country, so it's got the pipes and the squeeze box on it as well. And doing a slightly different version from the way we did it with Big Country.
Yeah.
So it kind of varies from week to week which one is my favourite, you know. This week I hate them all.
And your favourite from Big Country?
Oh, I'd say probably In a Big Country.
Yeah.
That's a great tune.
It's a great tune. Mm.
It's got a lot of depth to it.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact that a lot of American bands have been covering it recently. I think it was a band called, was it Dashboard Confidential?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dashboard, yes. They just put out a CD that's getting great reception.
Is it Confessional, is it? Is it
Dashboard Confessionals, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that's got to make you feel pretty proud, too, when you know that your songs are being covered.
And then they used it in a TV commercial recently as well. A clothes film whose name escapes me, I don't know. Rick will know.
Rick would know.
Yeah.
And Rick's part of all that.
Oh, yeah, he knows all that stuff.
I find the comeback of older music, 80s and 90s, there people are redoing it, which is great. I think it's something that the younger generation should hear.
Because, yeah, definitely.
For the depth of music that the 70s and 80s has provided for people, I believe that the younger generation should get into the music and how people wrote that, your music, or be able to understand how that music was written.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just, you know, basically everybody's just blaring away and there's not a lot of depth or intricacies.
Well, there's not
the
a lot of thought put behind it, you know. Anyways,
yeah, I'm not up to date on the American, North American scene at the moment. I mean, obviously I'll catch up on that when I get across there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here in the UK, I mean, there's some really good bands kicking around, you know.
Yeah.
Some good songs out there.
That's why we have this radio station, is so that people can hear those.
Yeah.
The music that does not get played. And that was the whole mission behind this mohawk-radio.com was to get this music played. All of it, not just special to people. No, we want to play it all. There's music out there I haven't even heard, and it needs to get played.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that you're doing that, and you're not just playing, like, you know, boy bands doing cover versions and, you know, all these, like, Pop Idol and X Factor kind of bands, which just seem to have swarmed the charts at the moment, you know. It's just a bit safe, you know, and a bit samey.
Well, it's true.
You know, stick some Led Zeppelin on that. You know, that always works for me.
Well, what are you doing, Dan? For anybody who's just tuned in, you're listening to www.mohawk-radio.com. It's 11 o'clock, and we are talking live with Bruce Watson, who was originally from Big Country, and he's going to bring him and his entourage called Four Good Men. They're going to be playing Club Soda Sunday, November 26th at 9 p.m. We're going to be there. They're going to be there. And anybody who is a fan of Big Country or Simple Minds, H2O, Propaganda, all those other wonderful bands that were from the 80s, well, guess what? You're going to really, really, really enjoy yourself a lot. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us, because the phone lines are tied up currently, at contactus@mohawk-radio.com. So, Bruce!
Hello.
Who produces your music?
We do.
You do.
Were that good?
Yeah, well, I noticed that Mick does a lot of recording and producing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got his own studio.
Yeah, so all four of you jump in there, five of you jump in there and record from his studio?
No, we've been using a studio just outside the Glasgow area. We've actually been using a couple of different studios. One of the studios was run by Graham Dutton, who was a guitar player in Wet, Wet, Wet.
Oh, my God.
He's got a brand new studio, so we went down there, and we just kind of produce it ourselves. You know, we just use whatever engineers at the studio. And we've been making records for 25, 30 years, so we kind of know what we want.
Yeah, I was going to say, you definitely would know.
And we just kind of produce it ourselves. I mean, when we come to release it, we'll probably get it, you know, we'll get it mixed. You know, we'll get an engineer to mix it, you know, for different territories, you know. We'll get, you know, have it mixed for the UK market, have it mixed for the North American market, you know.
Yeah.
But no, we do all the production ourselves.
That's all right. It's kind of nice. You've got control over it.
It's cost saving.
Cost saving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Who else have you guys toured with?
We haven't actually toured with anybody. I mean, as Four Good Men, we've just been doing all the festivals in Scotland.
Yeah.
So we haven't actually toured as such. All the gigs have been one-offs.
I think you're touring with Big Country, Simple Minds, Propaganda, H2O.
Yeah, I mean, all
of those names are following
Big Country,
so.
We used to tour with the Rolling Stones, Plant and Meatloaf. And,
wow.
You know.
That's quite a resume. That's amazing.
Very, very, very cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was great touring with the Stones. It was one of my highlights in my career, I think, was touring with the Stones.
Oh, that must have been wicked.
Oh, they were absolutely fantastic. The only band I've ever toured with that I've actually sat and watched every single night, you know.
Just a
joy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. To sit and actually watch. Definitely. The Stones.
I'd
be there.
No, I mean, we had the best seats in the house.
Yeah.
Strapped to the back of Keith Richards.
The closest I got to the Stones was the Big O in Montreal behind a pillar Echo. And then it was just totally, you couldn't hear nothing. By the time the music got to you, it was so
distorted and it was a real mess.
Right.
Not one of their better shows.
No, that's a shame. I mean, we used to stand behind Charlie Watts every second night, you know, and watch them and walk behind the amps. And
wow.
They were absolutely fantastic with us, you know. We got in great with the guys and probably the best band I've ever toured with.
There you go. Is it hard to stop touring and then get back into it?
Yeah, it kind of is. You know, I mean, obviously we don't tour as much as what we did when we were younger. And I tend to find the older I get, it's like the thought of a tour kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was younger, it was like I couldn't wait to get on tour.
Get on the bus, let's go!
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I need my sleep.
Well, you know, the older you get, you know, it does get a bit more tiring. But what I do love about going out to the States and Canada is, I mean, I call it world TV. I sit at the front of the bus and I just look out, you know, and you're seeing all this fantastic scenery. And it just passes the time. I just love the scenery out there, you know. And every minute I'm there, I love it.
Yeah, we're lucky. I've never been to Scotland, so I don't have anything to compare it to.
No.
Right.
I just hear it's cold and wet and lots of castles everywhere. But it sounds lovely. It sounds very serene.
Certainly no castles in my town. We've got a gasworks, that's what it's called. No, all the castles are up north.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah. Very, very, very cool. So you guys are kicking off your North American tour November 25th in Toronto at the Opera House.
Yep, that's right.
Do you know how many tickets are sold in advance?
I haven't got a clue.
Oh, boy, so you really don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Oh, well.
But do you like it that way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know what? It's just a play.
Yeah.
Just to get out
but
and play.
But I think it's less stressful.
I mean, as I said, the whole business side of things, you know, I'm in this business just to have a good time.
Yeah.
So play guitar, write songs, perform them, have a good time, you know.
So basically your attitude is keep your mind in the music.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is, just the music, you know. Probably turn up to be five guys and a dog, you know, but we'll still play for them. As long as the dog pays.
Now who's red, Dan?
Oh, that's a good one.
There we go. Well, listen, we're going to schlep on some tunes here.
Okey-doke.
Dan, have you got something you want to say? No?
I'm fine.
Because I want the people to definitely, definitely hear what's going on. And if I can just get myself organized, which would be lovely. Very, very, very much looking forward to seeing you guys November the 26th at Club Soda, because we're going to be, you know, like I said, front and center. We will definitely, definitely, definitely be there.
Well, I hope to meet you guys there anyway. You come backstage and we'll open a few tins for you.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I'm going backstage.
Good stuff.
Been backstage.
I've never in my life.
This will be your first time.
This will be your first. You'll be de-virginizing us. It's a scary thought, but it's all good.
Been backstage. Never.
Well, I'm demanding. It's a command performance. You're coming backstage.
Alrighty. That's great. Isn't that awesome?
I think it's wonderful. You know what? This is the best part of doing what we do, Dan, is because we get to meet these people and help bring their music to the forefront. I love it.
Oh, I love it too.
Oh, you know what? It's what it's all about, right?
Yep, exactly.
And we're looking very much forward. I'm going to put on my favorite, the one that I've heard is Kiss Cool, and this is from Four Good Men. And we're going to do a little check to make sure that everything's still recording nice and everything's good on this end.
Uh-huh.
So don't hang up, all right? This is Four Good Men on www.mohawk-radio.com.